For the past 6 weeks, travelers going to and from Britain have been forced to keep their carry-on baggage to a minimum. An inconvenience for some has been a major problem for others, including musicians wanting to travel with their instruments. But those rules changed today, as Minnesota Public Radio's Marianne Combs reports.
Violinist Victoria Mulova was the featured soloist performing with the Minnesota Orchestra this past weekend. But against her wishes, she did not perform on her own instrument. When Mulova attempted to persuade London airport authorities to let her carry her Stradivarius on board the flight to Minneapolis, they refused. She was obliged to hand the violin over to her agent, who took it home. Mulova says at least the luggage checker sympathized.
He saw the Strad and he was so moved. He said, but it's so tiny. I mean, what's the problem? Can you take it without the case? I said, no, it's too dangerous. I mean, it's ridiculous. The violin is so fragile. It's hollow inside. It's a piece of wood. It's a precious, irreplaceable instrument, 300 years old.
Mulova's Stradivarius is insured for approximately $3 million. It's been her constant performance companion for over two decades. Fortunately, Mulova was able to borrow another violin in Minneapolis with a similar sound.
But on that hand, it's not my instrument. It's like, you know, you receive part of your body, like someone else's hand or arm, and it's not yours. You feel that. And when you're on stage and a little bit nervous, you're not sure. You're like walking on thin ice.
Mulova played her own instrument the week before to rave reviews in London at the Sir Henry Wood Promenade Concerts, affectionately known as the Proms. The annual summer music festival draws in orchestras and musicians from around the world. But this year's festival was thrown awry when the new airport restrictions took effect in mid-August. One orchestra had to cancel. Others scrambled to make alternate arrangements. The upheaval was enough to inspire Proms guest conductor Mark Elder to make a plea from the platform on the last night of the festival. Elder said he knew efforts were being made.
But I think we would all agree that the time has come really to put an end to this unfairness. Otherwise, it seems to me that next year we should all look forward to Concerto for Laptop and Orchestra.
The British Transport Department has announced the rules change today, making allowances for musical instruments. But not before disrupting the travel plans of London-based American Ralph Kirschbaum. What should have been a 3-hour plane ride with his cello to Verona, Italy, became a 24-hour train trip through the Channel via Paris across the Alps into Milan, where he changed trains for Verona. Kirschbaum has just returned to London after taking the reverse arduous voyage. He says what frustrated him most was knowing his trip did not make anyone safer. Instead, the limitations were about expediency.
It wasn't a security issue. It was an issue of the workload for the people who had to man the machines to enable them to carry out more thorough searches and so forth and so on. It isn't that a cello or a cello case or another instrument case is some heightened security risk.
Kirschbaum and other musicians were inconvenienced, but he's more concerned about the broader implications. He says it's sad that a terror threat in England managed to stifle something dearly needed, cultural ambassadors sharing great music around the world. For NPR News, I'm Marianne Combs in Minneapolis.